as you know, cancer didn't stop for COVID. Our patients and our programs will be opening later this fall. We had to put a hold on our Hope Lodge facilities of people staying there while they're receiving treatment away from home, and also our Road to Recovery program, obviously having a driver and a patient in a car due to COVID, you know, restrictions. So the good news is those will be opening in the fall into the fourth quarter of winter this year. And, you know, hopefully everything will keep moving forward and we won't have any further setbacks. So last year, Mercer County did a great job, obviously, with our radiothon at WRMJ, selling Luminaria. We had over 300 circling the park. And that all goes to, obviously, a modified event, modified budget, modified goal. But last year, we reached our modified goal, and this year, our goal is $30,000, and we are within $2,000 of reaching that. So we are putting money to the mission, and people are still turning in their Luminaria. And then we have a great partnership with Isabel Bloom. We have a Flower of Hope sculpture that's made strictly for the American Cancer Society. So our teams can use that as a fundraiser. But just in this month, as you say, things are opening up. We had several teams, you know, doing fundraisers at Rhubarb Fest. So it's just worked out really well, you know, to give them that opportunity to be out and about. And I can see that continuing through the fall and winter. And like you said, our hopes are 2022 will be back full force. You can stop by that day. We will have volunteers there throughout the day. If you want to purchase a Luminaria to put in the walk, that's still available. But yeah, you can still donate at relayforlife.org/MercerIL. There's a Luminaria form on the website. You can purchase Luminaria online or call Pam Truman at 309-337-0029.